Isaiah chapter 40. Let's start from verse 25. Yes. Pay attention. Touch the person on the ground. Reduce your voice. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 25. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal? Verse 25. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal? Said the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who had created these things, that bringeth out their number. They bringeth out their host by number. He called them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Verse 29 said, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Pray in the next 3 minutes and say, increase my strength, O God. Castova banta brata mahekaito da banta kale abrosta banta. This is the prayer of a man that understands how far the journey is. The angel woke Elijah. He said, eat and drink, for the journey is far. Men give up not because they want to. They give up because their strength has petered away. They are living on the fringes. There is no resource to recourse to. We cry for strength once again. You are our hiding place. Astova banta brata manta kiatora padanta pamanahade. Rateyando stova papanta brako taka branta papenatalia. Ranamanta brako pata kambre da penenta kambra papananta da. And the bread tokos kapata panata. You are our trust. But they that trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. Asusata pabinata mbreta papananta. Shabrata pokaboskata kapata dadia sanamanta babana. Ambrate la poko sapatande kapaya. Increase our strength. Sopata ai kapeta pebenante grente pabina. Pata papapanta brata papana. Ambreko patokoska patapanatalia. Ijabrete pepekoska patapananta. Prata tiatosa. Abrata patapapente. Lembre de petededia. Arapatokoska patapapamanatala tapapabadato. Ijabrata papianta. Braka patokopotoska patapanata. Rapata paponda prata papapa. Rapata pidapanta prata papatanta. Abrakota koska patapapenatele de petete. Ijabrata papadanta pananta. When men are saying there is a casting down, we say there is a lifting up. Not because of ourselves, but because of the trust we have in God Himself. Asusata papinta, ai kapetona patabanta pae, ai kapatambeto a, ai tapaso tapana, apekabanta liete, sotamanta kapepanusa pakate.
Aprekopata papanta prana. Rapatopopokoskopata papadanta. Rapatapetinantelia. Aprekopata papaskapata panata. Rapata prade papananta. Prate papongatada. Asota papantekete. Japata papapapanta. Aprakapata kaprade papapinatele depedete. Aprakopata papanta. Pranapata papata. Rapeta papante prenepete bebene. Aita panto brata pata cambre, Zabrata pata danta panante, Rapata pamanante panata. Satila aprekopata kapena dele de penetua zaprata papa panta brata papa pena aprekota kuska pata papa natalia rapata papanta brata papa dia rapata kapenanta papa po rapata patanta increase our strength of God. Ay kapeta shata pante pana rapata paponanta brata papa nate rapatia kapenante penente rapata kapenanto rapata panata, strengthen us with might in the inner man. Apetoska pata papana, rapato popoposo braca pata capenate, rapata papa padanta papa, rapakuata capeta cambre de petete de petete, isabrata pata babra pata patato, rapata brata pata patato, asopata papa papanta brata papananta, aikapate panta prana pata papola, rapatem bete petete de tentebena, Copata patanta papa, asita patela, rapata papa manata papa pata, sabrata pata papa panta, manta papa boca sota pantala, ratepete pete 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 Ianda bebenete kumbra rapato boska pata papanatea epleto patanta papa rapata pata kambra te papana aika pata kambre rapata pata kambra te papanata rapata pata panta papana zapre te bete beto koska pata papanante ia pata paporada pata badadada rapata pata papanta brana pata papapadada ambre kapata kambre zapata pata danta prate poda ambra kapata patanta rapata patato ika pata pepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepepep is in vain that Satan waits for us to fall. We will not fall, we will not stumble, we will not faint. I kapeta panta papa, I kayateba, amra tapata pasata padata, amreka patapanata lida kapanatia, sobreta papanta papa, rapeta kamre, I kapata papanta brana patapa, sobreta papanta papalataba, etopa kamrata, I kapata panata lede beteto, I kapatanga paparata patato, rapata papanta patata patata. Ate apenatanta babana mantapata badata latapatata amraka patapatata patata rapata patatato amraka patapatata pepena mantaprata patapapanta pepena aita petepetento ramanata babana aika patapatanta parana batapatato yapatapanta bababa amraka patakambeta aita paparanta prata papadata latapapa usopreta increase our strength, O God. Increase our strength. Atema kapatanta papina. Apeta kumra tapata panta papa. Ateparana pata papara tapata tia.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Turn to Psalms chapter 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will be still praising thee. See, please follow the context of this scripture. He said, blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will still be praising thee. Sila. Sila. Sila means meditate, think, pause. Blessed is the man whose strength is where? In whose heart are the ways of them. That means the strength of God comes and builds. It comes into your heart and begins to build roads. It seems as if God will contract Julius Berger so that when he enters your heart, he begins to build ridges, roads. No matter the vehicle that passes that road, your resistance, your stability is strong. Can carry your manner of vehicles. In whose heart are the ways of them? Now, just watch from verse 6. That is where the emphasis starts. It says in verse 6, who passing? Now, this is talking about you. Who passing through the valley of Baca? That word Baca, if you have your lexicon, it will say weeping. Who passing through the valley of weeping, Baca, make it what? A well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them, in Zion, appearing before God. I want you to pray in the next 2 minutes. You tell God, I know I have strength, but I seek a higher level of strength. The days coming will not be, the demand will not lessen. The demand can only increase. And the scripture says that the man that fails in the day of adversity, the verdict is that his strength is little. It's not as if you don't have strength. It's just that he's little. I want you to apply for strength. I want you to seek strength. I want you to lay hold on strength. He said, everyone, when they appear before him in Zion, the first thing they lay hold on is strength. So there is a promise. There is a covenant. There is something we understand anytime we appear in Zion. If we move from the last layer of strength that we had before, there must be an increasing measure of strength meted out to your spirit man, so that we'll be able to increase in what we'll be able to do for God in this kingdom. A man can only do as much as he's strengthened. We have no strength of our own. The youths are utterly poor. We move to another layer of strength, O God. Even this day our daily bread. The bread and strength of yesterday is not enough. The angel woke Elijah. He said, eat, eat and drink. The journey is too great for thee. You cannot wake up and decide that you will survive. You cannot wake up and decide that you will make it.
people cannot wake up and just decide that you will finish. There is only one way you ensure that this is possible. When you lay hold on fresh strength. Anytime we appear in Zion is an opportunity for us to lay hold on strength. Shabela pakombre paranta papela. Shapata paprata patadante. Shapata paprata patapapadante. Rete papola kapatana. Aperente prete pepe koskata patata. Rapata papo. Shapata parata patapopo. Oh my God. So celebre denemente prena pataparata. Panta prata papatanta prena patapabilatia. Amra tapata kamre de bete ropata papa panta prana pata papela telia ishapatante prena pata papa barana pata papara dapa apre kopata kamre de bete de to shata prana pata padata amre tapata kamre de penetua asto pete de dente lembra tapata kamre tapata aprena pata papa po shata kamra tapabada apetente yakapata manato asto tapa papanda prana pata papenata Aprecopata capena tele de peneto, asopa pante, mamanta papa panta prata pata papanantele, rapatoco potocos capatapanata, mantia tapada, pray.
Help us, Lord.
Ratopata shakapante, aprena patapante di pronda, rapatapena, amreco patapatasca patapanata matapanati, rapetapente, brena petapapilla, rapatapapananta, pratapapata, rapatapapapa. You will not fail, you will not stop, you will not fight. Shate kapata mananta ambrakos kapata aite pete pente rapata papananta rapata papena tele de pedeto aso kapata pananta papana rapata papapa parada pata parada pata parada jebre de pete de pete de pete de jebre de pete de pete de ambrakopata kambra tamananta bata bata jebedante preta pata pata kosata ai kapata Manta papo kambra patatiata satabanate, Amre kapata pananta brata patamanata, Jabrata patapada skotakapanata, Mande penete, Aita papananta brata papo koskatapanata, Rapeta patanta brana patapapana, Aita pepenente preta patokoskatapanata, Mande papananta brana patapapanatadia, Repete penete de te de penetua, Asota patanta brata patapapantapana, Atipa Umbre de peneta, Iatapatante preta patapapocas, Cotapatanta la panada, Jepiatapatante lebena, Yakapamba pre, Atepepente prena patapaparana batapapada, Zapetapadanta bratapapa, Rapatapapamba bratapatapana, Amretepetepetem potapatapatatua, Zapretepetentola, Aprecapatapapanate, Manda bratapatapanda pranapata camre, Zapepanta pranapatapata camre, Zapanante penatana, Aparasco patapapante prena patapapana, Zaprate. Pete pete kumbre tepenete lete pete zapata patata nata patata ambra kapata patata nata nata patata rapata papota kumbre tepete tetosh
Chapter 9 and verse 1. Romans chapter 9. Verse 1. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. That I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, for my kinsmen according to the flesh. Verse 4. who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth, one, the adoption, two, the glory, three, the covenants, four, the giving of the law, five, the service of God, and six, the promises. Whose are the fathers? Seven, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came. Who is over all? God, blessed forever. Amen. Verse 6. Not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. This is another thing. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have what? A son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also conceived by one, even by our father Isaac. For the children, Mark verse 11. For the children, being not yet born, neither have done any good or evil. You will now know why we are going to pray the next prayer. Because the next prayer is not predicated on your capacity to do good or evil. I tell you, we must understand the mercy of God. Yet born, neither have done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that what? I don't have time to go into this, but there is literally no doctrine you see in the body of Christ now that has not been around for long, no matter what it is, no matter what. People has brought it before. As I taught you people, there are two principal school of thought as it pertains to predestination in the body of Christ. One is called Calvinism, another one is called Arminianism. Now, are you with me? Now, if you study the scriptures, now you will not be able to understand the context, the scope, the concept of predestination, because the Calvinists say that predestination also involves salvation. Let me just say, that's not where I'm going. But predestination never involves salvation. The desire of God is that all men be saved. Are you with me now? Pay attention. That's the desire of God. Election is according to purpose. Say purpose. That is all the point I want to make. So anytime you see anything election, predestination, it is according to purpose. It means that what God saw before you came, are you with me? It's not whether you are born again or not. His desire is that all men be born again. What he saw is now who you are supposed to be. According to Jeremiah, he said, before you entered your mother's womb, what? And I ordained thee what? So it means that the context of that predestination is around what we call purpose. So anytime you hear Paul or the apostles talk about predestination, they will call it election, call it calling, and call it purpose.
meaning that all this has to do with the assignment that God has ordained that you will fulfill according to the ordination that you have. Are you with me now? You are not with me. That the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that what? You see why you are not with me? Because there is nothing you will do. This is what this scripture is saying. There is nothing you will do to merit your calling. Are you hearing what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, your calling came before you ever was able to do anything. That is what this scripture, not of what? Works. So there is no thing you now do something, and God will now say, because of this thing you did now, you will no more be this one, you will be this one. No. What we do in the kingdom is to allow us to actually become what God has ordained for us to be. Are you hearing me? So if you let me stop. That's it. There is no time. I'm looking for one more prayer before we go to what we have today. It was said unto her, the elder shall what? Wait. The elder shall what? This thing you are seeing here is a mystery. You don't even understand it at all. Anytime the scripture speaks, I have told you people, there are four ways to look at it. The elder shall serve the younger. What does it mean? You don't know. Leave it. As it is written, Jacob, look at your scriptures. Jacob have what? But Esau have I what? Remember, all these things is all these things is happening before these people were ever born. Can a child that did not do anything listen to me? I told you people that anybody you see on earth is fulfilling prophecy, especially in this end time. It is you that will choose whether you be on the right side of prophecy, on the negative side of prophecy. Those sick people God is talking about in the Bible, those people that this one will happen to, this one, believe it or not, well, some of them are your brethren, your brothers and sisters in the flesh, your village people. Some of them can even be people seated here, either on the positive or on the negative. The question is, what makes us stay on the positive or the negative? Is it, oh God, I am on the negative, I am on the positive? No. Something. That's our prayer point now. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Even you, as you read this thing now, doesn't it seem as if God is unrighteous? These people have not done anything. That was why when we started the year, I was teaching us about the mystery of mercy, the economy of God's mercy. You must know this. You must know that before God steps out to do something, this is what Satan knows that some people don't know. That there are many things he considers. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Okay, imagine the word that has gone over the life of somebody like Saul. Watch. And then you are Jonathan. Do you know it reached a point that even David admitted that Jonathan is a better person than him as a human being? Have you not seen such? You are not getting the point here. As a human being, Jonathan was a better person. All it took was for that man to line up with Saul And mercy, as mercy departed from his father, he departed from him. Just because wrong alignment, mercy left. As good as that person was, it is as bad as that. Meanwhile, somebody that collected somebody's wife, slept with the person, got her pregnant, carried the husband, went and killed. God said, he is a man after my heart. You don't know. There are things we need to know. That's what Paul looked at. He was baffled. See, is there unrighteousness in God? Before you understand these matters, you have to travel to eternity and begin to see what is happening behind the scene. That Saul is not a person. That Saul is a system. The system of rebellion. So anybody that lines up with that system, even if you are good, you carry the curse of that man. The same way David. Are you hearing me? David is a system of God's choice. So when you line up with David, you need to know that that thing is a mystery of the things that has happened and is yet to happen, even as it is happening between David and Saul. Everybody that lined up under David became a mighty man, every one of them. And the same thing is for Christ. What you don't know is that David was representing Christ. As a matter of fact, let me stop. The Lord said to my Lord, sit down my right hand. Peter was talking about the matter. He said, let me tell you freely that our father David has died and his son be sitting there. How dare he begin to talk about the things that is bigger than a mortal man? He said, that one is Christ, the eternal personality that God has ordained to sit on the throne of David. Even though the promise was to David, he said, out of thy loins will a king sit on my throne. It is then that we began to understand that even though God was dealing with the physical David, he is seeing a spiritual David. He also tells you that there is a physical soul. And what? And these entities, systems, has been operating in the spirit. And everything that operated in the spirit will one day seek for a way to find expression in the natural realm. So God is not angry with the person Saul. He is angry with the system Saul and what he represents in the spirit. And because of that, if you become a representation of God's object of anger, you will pay the price. That is the challenge. The challenge is that if you line up with something that God has put his judgment upon, then you will pay the price. Even though you are a good person, it will not matter on that day. The day you also line up with God's object of love, you will receive grace. That is why all of us are born again. It is not as if there is anything we did. It is simply because we did what? We lined up with the object of God's love. That is why our reality is only found in Christ. Anytime you leave Christ, God is not seeing you. When God looks, he doesn't see you. He sees Christ. I don't want to go. So the man that is an unbeliever, that is why you don't know why God hates the unbeliever. Some of you look at this, some of you will be preaching to them, they will say, I am better than you. No, it's not about better than you. It's about the fact that that person represents the rebellion of God. You have decided by your inner, you have decided not to be born again. You think it's about what you are doing. It's not about work, my friends. That's what the Bible said. It's not about what you are doing. It's about the fact that when you refuse to be born again, any good thing you are doing is making God angry. He will be telling you obedience is better. Stop trying to be a good person. It's all sacrifice, my friends. Every system of soul will try to do things in the flesh and try to please God in the flesh. They will offer a lot of sacrifice but will never obey God. I'm looking for a prayer point. This season is really a perilous time. It's a terrible season. Not for us to be afraid. This is the season we should shine like the stars of the heavens. We'll glow and shine. Our strength will be made manifest. We are made for seasons like this. Specially made. Specially made. Without seasons like this, we won't know that there is such a beauty, that there is such a weapon that God has kept like you. It is in seasons like this that those weapons will begin to come out. You don't know. The Bible says that this is the mystery that God had for the last days, that he has ordained to show his manifold wisdom through the church. Now, who is he showing it to? He said to the principalities and powers. It means that there are certain dimensions of God that Satan never knew is still existing. When God is waiting for an opportunity to begin to manifest those, that's why you are here. So when we come in contact with God, suddenly we begin to calcify those dimensions and become a model, a physical entity that embodies that which God has seen in the spirit and by his wisdom is constructing, so that the principalities and powers will know that the wisdom and understanding of God can never be dug out, can never be found out. Once again, you have become an epitome, a manifestation of that wisdom. That's why we yield to him, so that he will make us into that man. Meanwhile, everything is dependent on what? I am young, but I have counted in my short stay on earth, and I found that he is by mercy. The people you went for evangelism and did all those things with, that one we are talking about, it's possible he's a better person than you. It's a strange thing. The first indeed shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. I know some of you don't like this, my message, but I'm saving your life. I'm showing you why people prayed and fasted and Satan still messed up their life. They never turned out to anything. Something is missing. Verse 15, for he said to Moses, what? Let's read it together. Verse 15. 1, 2, ready, go. Let's just join 16 too. 1, 2, ready, go. What is this thing telling you? Simply telling you that before you run, before you will, there is something you need to secure first. Your fasting, your prayer, your gigigi, your whatever is predicated upon the quota of mercy that you have received. I'm telling you. You don't know what is mercy. Do you know that Saul? Samuel told him, I'm coming on the seventh day. How many of you have read that place? And he waited. First day, second day, you are not ready. Third day, fourth, fifth, sixth. Even waited the seventh day. He did everything, Samuel said. And as he's looking, look at the enemy in front of them. They are trying to overtake them. Everything Saul did, if you calculate it as a human being, is correct. But it's mercy. You don't know mercy. If you know mercy, you can be wrong. When it matters, you'll be right. Then when there is no mercy, you'll be right. When it matters, you'll be wrong. When it's important, you'll be missing in action. And God will bestow. You know, you don't know what I'm saying. There are people that has been praying for this thing, the revival, doing many things, paying many price. When it matters, they will jive, they will leave. And God will come and search for them. You will not see. You don't know. It was 500 people that Jesus left on that upper room. When the Holy Ghost came, how many? 120. You are going to cry. It is not by my power, it is not by my might, but it's of the Lord that sheweth mercy. Cry for mercy in the next 2 minutes. That the one that dwells in Zion, we look upon your frailty, we look upon your weakness, and show you mercy. Sunamanta babirete biyakabananta leto kabasale amreto sabaganta ila. I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. How are you labor after labor? They will find one excuse, and then they will rob you of your benefits. You don't have mercy. You need to cry for mercy. Sota bande rata pata haska penatia, ambre sosa sasa valita, ambre kopata bananta pabreta banante. It is not of him that willeth, it is not of him that runneth, it is of God that showeth mercy. Show us great mercy, O God, as individuals, as the corporate house. Show banta baya, even the body of Christ in this season, O God. We admit that we have not been able to do all it takes, oh God. But show us mercy. Tasa kabentali, abreko badaska benabanata, ambreko paia kapenata, ambreka panahata, rapatoko boska patapanante, ratiande bebenente, breta babana, abekombre, shata kapata kabenta, rata babanta, manta kapepa binata parate, astoba panta, brata papanta, somebody cry for mercy. Aita kapenata babanta, rapota pataska petapanata lapate, repete bebente. Apapa, Zabrata Papa Banta Papana, Apreco Pata Paraska Pata Panatelia, Rapata Papa Patanta Papanata Padata, Ika Pata Patanta, we will not faint, we will not stumble. Apeta Capenatalia, Rapata Panta, Apecapeta Capenatella Baya, we will not labor, and then when it's time for reward, we will not be found. Aika Peta Mananta, Aikota Patasa de Padanta Papana, Ambreca Pata. We will not be counted with the enemy. We will not be numbered with the enemy. We will not be numbered. We will not be numbered. We will only be numbered with the righteous. Abeda sombra tapapananta, ai kapena mananta pe, iya patapapananta paparana patakapa. The mercy of the Lord will not depart from us. Oh God. Saita babe. Ai kopranta papananta babara, saparante papante le debe kepania, rapata papanta papa, manta papapadanta babanate, ai kapata panta pranabata. Before you run, before you wheel, make sure mercy has been secure. Akapenanta paratabaya, zopadante penete pakapenata, ambra kapata pananta babanatalia, ambre kapata bayata. We will not run in vain. We will not labor in vain. Aita sotamanta, rapata papanta, brakapate manate, ambra kapata babanta. We secure the mercy of God. We secure the mercy of God. Atapanta pamanate, rapata. Papananta papa, aika patapante rapamantala, akwata kapanta papina, repete petente penatia, ambra kapata pakambra tapapana, ambrete pete perene bete bebede, shabrata papapanta papa, rapata papa, rapata papa papa papa, abra kapata papapanta papana, ambra kapata patata papadata, ambre kapata patapa kapanata. One wrong decision will rob you of all your labor. One wrong relationship can rob you of all your labors. One wrong, it can be little, just something little, will rob you of all that you have labored for. Oh my God, it is not our portion, because the Lord has shown us mercy.
Satya Amreka Patabananta Pepina Amraka Potasko Patabanade Amraka Patabande Lepena Amraka Patakamreta Pate Manta Preta Patakamreta Pataila Amraka Patakamreta Penetola Amraka Patakamreta Penete Yatabatanta Brata Patakamre. Mercy said no, I will not let you go. Mercy said no. Ikapa Amreka Patapananta Baya Amreto Sakapanta. Even when the enemy has placed a bounty upon your life, the mercy of God will keep you. Atosapadanta Baila Abreko Patapataska Penatamanante Manta Papanta Brata Papala Abrekota Kaska Penate Manata Amrata Patakamreta. Even if you stumble, you will not fail. Akapela, the mercy of God will keep you. It will keep you on the path of life that is littered with many uncertainties, littered with many trials, temptations, littered with many bad moments, littered with many things, many darkness. God will shine forth like light. He will make your uncertain path certain. He will show you mercy. Shota banta brata papananta kape ai kapenanta brata papana. For it is not of him that willeth, is not of him that runneth, but of the great one in Zion that sheweth mercy. I pray and we pray today that great mercy will come upon us. Great mercy will come upon us. Ai tapata kambra tabaya. Consider us, O God, by your mercy. Not because of that which we walk, but it is by your mercy.
Aye ne mama mana sana mama kamana aine ne kona damana ne sina mama de ne aine kamane samana maya ne imbrana mama kamana ni adamana sane kamana aina mama ne sane mana kaina ne mano. Ni mama kama na mananza na mbrana ne makama ni yana ne mana. Hi yana kama ni. Hi yama sane mama ne. Ambrana kama mama nende na sane mana. Ni na mama no.
We will not be numbered with the failures. We will not be numbered with the fools. We will not be numbered with them that gave up. We will not be numbered with the unrighteous. We will not be numbered with the wicked.
I couple the sombre tapamananta. For your mercy will be abundant unto us. I combra sapadanta padakabena. I crotapata sabeda kamre tapenato. I kapenanta pranapata pabanadeli. Astopetepanta prakapatapanata. Shabatante brekopata paraskapetane. Amre kapata papanta prata papana apne kopata patate samre kapata pananta manta papapa barata pata kapena amre kopata patata paratea estopete penente pepenetia apra kopapa manta papaka brenda pata patata isobrata pata kamre tepenenta aita penata rapata papapanta brakapata panatea usapadanta. Somebody cry for mercy. Cry for mercy, cry for mercy. Asotapatan tapabana, Manteca brande pepenia tapadata, Manta paparande petete capadata, Abraco patapabana tapadata, Papanta papapatata, Abreco patapananta papanatele, Sapatapatan pepenetele beta, Aikapa. My tapatanta brakapatabanata, Ambrakapataka penate, Yatapabadata badata, Rapatapatata dapanate, Kaitaba, Kaitabatabatata databa, Kapatapatata databa, Ishbrakapatapatanta pata, Rapatapanata letetebetetede, Ipapatapatanta patata, Rapatapatata dapatata. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, for thou art with us, our rock and our staff. It comforts us. Aitamanante papa, Ikopanda paratamanata. Jesus said to Peter, Satan has gotten permission to sift you, but I have prayed for you that mercy will not be passed.
You cry for mercy.
Aina mama ma, iana te na mama kamena ide. Sina mama mana na niada mama kamana niere. Aina ne mano sana aina me kamane. Yeah. Your mercy will not be passed from your ones. We cry. Jesus, we cry. Stop a rapananta papaya. Apekos kapatapananta papaya. It is not of him that will it. It is not of him that run it. But of the Lord that showeth mercy. It is not of him that will it. It is not of him that run it. But of the Lord that showeth mercy. Mantu prade bamanata bamanata I kapatande tepe napata bakadia. The enemy will not have you. I said the enemy will not have you. Aina nama mama natsane manaka maniade Ibranana maga sademanato Haina mama manane ne yana maka manane Suna mama ne Hambre ne mana kamane Hambra na mana maka sana manane Soda bala pia tu kasto de na manta Hambre tu kasta kate manta pania Iko tabale kusta pana manta Apreko pata pananta paparana bahata Ito satimanta prata pepenente Ishita papanta prata paporata papanantalia Shimala devo sabata Amre tapata Samuel said to Saul, why hast thou done foolishly? Sutamante paparanaha pakapintali Abreko patata padaska patamanante Iko padanta prata papanante bedekuta Japaranta panataya. Your mercy will not be part from us, O God. Atosa penanta papana Rapata papenente prete penete kumbra Iko pranta papanata papanatia Japreko pata papananta papora Japreta papananta papanate lipanataba Apreko pata paparaska pata panate Amraka pata kapenante pepene Aita pepenento kombra Astopa pepenanta piambrata panate Amrata papananta paparana patapama Amreko pata paraska pata penate Aita pepenanta paprata papota kapenate Aina pananta papapananta prata patapanata Manta papanante tepedetele tepenete Amrako pata kapanante penate Aina ne monsa ne manane ina kamane yan melelebo Shubra ne mena kamaniye na mama na mama kazanama Ima na ne mane Sunama gamane niya Hamra na magamana diye Imono Sene mene mene Iya na mene mo We will reach the finish line.
You will not allow the enemy to rejoice over us.
Them that are waiting for our downfall, we never have any occasion to have it because of your mercy.
Does not release upon our lives large quotas of mercy. God is so important that the Bible says that they are new every morning. In fact, it has to be predicated upon a covenant so that it has to be sure. The Bible was telling us in the book of Acts, it said that this is the sure message of David. So there is such a thing as the sure message of David. You will not understand that scope of the sure message of David except you go to the book of Chronicles and you will see the covenant that God made with David that now affected his son Solomon. In that place he said that I have made a covenant with you as far as this throne is concerned, is your own. And the only way for me to make sure that this promise I gave you, this thing is perpetuated, that is achieved, is to give you a circular, a document. And on that document, what is written on it is the content of the sure messages of David. In other words, if God wants to make sure that you fulfill his agenda, he is the one that sent you. But if he wants to make sure that you will fulfill, that you will finish strong, he will release upon you large quotas of mercy. If anybody comes and tells you it's about fasting, we have read too many books, listened to too many messages. Do you know one thing that is a common denominator to everybody that finished strong? God showed them mercy. I'm telling you, there is nobody that is that special. Some of them made a lot of heavy mistakes. There are people that fasted and died fasting. I've told you people, when I didn't know how to break a fast, I fasted for 5 days. And when I finished fasting, I went to Santa Villa. Is he still there? Yes, behind Franco Ref. I went to Santa Villa. There is a woman, a man and a wife that sells Santa that time. I don't know how much they sell now. Those days it was 59. I bought first one. Somebody that has not eaten for 5 days, I bought first one. Downloaded, he didn't do anything, and I'm bought half. I didn't know how I reached my room. When I reached there, I fainted. It was later I started reading books, and I understood that that thing could have killed me. My brother, what kept me that day? Because many people fasted and died. In fact, my reverend taught me those days when he was teaching me that how to balance fasting and everything. There are some people that will lock themselves up in a mountain. There are people that is in a mountain, they have not come out for 1 year. I hope you know. When they come out, you will think that they will carry God and come down. Nothing much will happen. Because the calling of God is not to make us a hermit, it's to make us a pilgrim. Your call is not to be a hermit. Your call is to be a pilgrim. Contact without contamination. How do we even know that what you receive can endure the test of time if you don't have contact with people? Anyway, that's for another day. Now, what I'm saying is this. There are some people that has fasted for long, and I have said it often and on. They did not even... You just come to a meeting and you say, God touched you like this. You feel there are some people that fasted. The one my reverend told me, a man said that he must lay hold on God or nothing happens. He shut down ministry and went and was fasting for weeks, fasting. He was fasting in his friend's house, and the friend in the morning, because he feels that the person that came to fast is a man of God. Is it not true? So you wake up in the morning, go to work, and give the man of God everything he wants.
only to find out some time later that the man of God has impregnated the wife. Say fasting. You need mercy, or the very thing that will save you will be your Waterloo. That's where you will end. The same thing that would have saved you. Is missing. I've read through the scripture. This is a common denominator. In fact, if you were in the days of Jesus, say the truth, and they ask you who has more chances of becoming the person that will betray Jesus, who will you choose? Yeah? It's Peter you will choose. You will never choose Judas. Judas does everything in order. Is even now that you are saying that Jesus, why did he say that they should not sell the oil of the alabaster and all those things? As far as, are you with me? If you look at it from contemporary perspective, he is being defending his position, you know, as the Bible says he is a thief. Are you with me? Meanwhile, Peter is the one doing everything to the point that Jesus called him them. If you were there, you will say, "It's Peter. I know it's Peter. I know it's Peter." Is it not true? Matthew chapter 16. The Bible says, "And Peter took him and said, Lord, you shall not die." And Jesus said, "You, Satan, go behind me." This Peter, Satan is inside you. And I'm telling that Satan to go behind you. No. He pointed at Peter and said, "You what? Get behind me, for you severest not the things that is of God." Imagine where they called you Satan. It was after calling them Satan. Let me leave this. But if you were on that day, whom would you say will be the person to betray Jesus? It's Peter. His credentials is full. He has the qualifications to betray him. Meanwhile, when the time came, we didn't know that there is a man called Judas. That was when we found out that actually the thing is hanging like this, looking for who to fall upon. Are you hearing what is hanging? Just like people convert mantles, there are many mantles. So mantle of Judas will still fall on somebody. Stop competing. Because people will still fulfill negative prophecy. You are not hearing me. I'm not. See, this is not a sentimental thing. You have to open the whole thing to people. It's a choice. You apply your will towards God's mercy. In fact, Jesus have to stand like this and say, "Peter, Satan has gotten the permission to sift you, but I prayed for you." Let me digress a little. You cannot underestimate the place of spiritual covering. You come, and I'm not going there. You cannot underestimate it. I remember this thing, even before I understood it well, I listened to a message by Reverend David Ogbin many years ago. He entered one of his branches, and it so happened that, I won't tell you the scope of the mess up. He now pointed at the person and said, "You don't know that I'm the one saving you." That he was called up in his spirit, and Satan stood one side, and God stood one side, and both of them are saying, "Leave me, let me deal with this person." You didn't get my point. Satan wants to deal with the person. Even God wants to deal with the person. He said he was the one that stood in between and said, "Allow me to handle this matter." There are such men, who people like Moses stands in that place. He will say, "God, what will people say about your name? Let me go and check this matter." Are you with me? what would have happened to that person if there is nobody standing? He said, Satan has required you from, and God has required to deal with you. It was a man that stood. That's what Jesus did for Peter. Satan went to God, and God, you didn't read that place. You didn't read. Go and read it again. Satan already has permission to do job until Jesus came and stood and prayed. See, the mercy of God comes in many shades and forms. In whatever shade it comes, the job is to make sure you finish well. The job is to make sure you lay hold well. For example, you can come simply as insight. You don't understand this thing I'm saying. Do you know you can be praying, fasting, praying, fasting, praying, fasting, praying, fasting, praying, fasting, praying, fasting. The day God has decided that this month He is going to show you mercy, that day you begin to have issues with. What do you think Satan wants to do to you? After that has passed, you will now come back and start from square one. I'm telling you what we know now. You will come start a new cycle. You will labor, 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 labor. When it's time, you will start having problem with somebody that God has ordained to make sure that what you have accumulated in the spirit is activated for you. And then you start laboring again. That is the simple one. So, the real one is that, are you with me? Let me tell you the terrible one. After you have labored, labored, labored everything, then you go and marry the wrong person. Hellfire have arrived before the next hellfire. Take the Bible serious. He said, there are certain women, if they are in your house, better go and live on the roof. Satan has settled you. He said, it's not that. There are certain men that Satan will give some damsels. He has settled them. All your fire, 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 it over. It won't even reach 3 months. That is why you need mercy. You need mercy. You need mercy. The mercy of God comes in many shapes and in many forms. I cry daily. Say that you will show me mercy. I know I fast. I know I pray. I know I labor. I know I work hard. But we still leave it to the mercy of God. It was when Paul understood this thing that his language now changed. He said, Paul planted. And what? Both of them lack capacity to cause anything to happen. It is God that makes the increase. It is God that makes the increase. Plants or Apollos waters, but it's God that can make you to pour out of the rock and become a boulder like the cedars of Lebanon. Your boulder so strong that nations will come and sit under you. It's an election of God's mercy. That is what I understood, and I now knew that when you walk well in the mercy of God, that is, mercy of God teaches us, one of the major things that mercy teaches you is that there is never anything like competition. Because it is mercy that elects you to a different place in destiny, knowing that the context of mercy is purpose. He said it's not of him that what? Will it, or of him that what? Run it. So, when you are accurate with God's template for the life, and then the mercy of God has been released upon you, you are the one that nobody can suddenly decide to shift you where you are. Because it is mercy that elected you to that place and has kept you, and we ensure that you finish well. It's not of him that will it, but of God that showeth mercy. There are many better than you, many stronger than you, many wiser. But the Bible says that God in his wisdom have decided not to reveal these things to the prudent and the wise, men that we look upon thinking that they are the ones that God will ordain and elect for the job and assignment in this season. According to the evaluation of men, you see, even the great prophets were deceived. They looked upon the countenance of men and began to choose until the days of God came, and then found out that there are different things, different weapons in God's arsenal, that according to his mercy, he has chosen and purposed that you will be among the brothers in those elections. And then we found out that he was not Eliab. Someone looked upon him and said, behold, the Lord's anointed. Even the man Samuel was deceived. You need mercy. You need mercy, because are you getting what I'm saying? You can stay with a mighty man of God. I have seen it. You stay, and you go empty-handed. You need mercy. In fact, you can stay after staying, you take a course and go. You need mercy. Behold, the Lord's anointed. This is Samuel. The Bible said that none of the words he spoke fell to the ground. By the stature that he had in the prophetic, the Bible says that the borders of Israel was kept by his anointing. What type of man is he? You don't need any soldier. They don't need any soldier. They don't need any military. As long as Samuel is a prophet in the land, by his anointing, that city was protected. But the time came, there are things bigger than his anointing. In the context of God's mercy, it is bigger than him. He cried to God, show Saul mercy. God told him, stop asking me this thing. It was Samuel. He said, Samuel, they said nothing falls to the ground. He asked for mercy on behalf. He said, stop asking me. My mercy has departed from this one. It's not of him that will let, nor of him that run it. Many strong and many mighty, they never made it. Many diligent and many wise, many rich, many connected, many that looks it, but they never made it. Many intelligent. Oh my God, they never made it. But the mercy of God begins to elect us and begins to work out his protocol. Even when it seems you will fall, you will still stumble and stand. When it seems you will give up, you still stand again. When it seems Satan has gotten you, God will steady your steps. When it seems as if the all hope is gone, suddenly, like a raindrop, God will begin to filter his light upon your life. When you see darkness is all around you, suddenly, like a ray of light, he will break forth in your life, because he has decided to show you mercy. It's not of him that we let, him that run it. That is why we cry for his mercy. For when men labors, it will take his mercy to administrate that which you have labored for. The manifestations of the seasons that you have seen is predicated on the allotment of mercy that you have received from God. We can never go beyond the mercy of God. Even the labors that we have in him, we still depend on his mercy to take advantage of them. The seasons will come and the times will come, and we seem as if Satan wants to take us away. David said, it seemed as if my feet slipped. No, he didn't sleep. His mercy kept me. Mercy said no. I will not let you go. Jesus said that Satan has demanded, but I still kept you. Many things happen. Are you with me now? You don't know. There are many people, you have done all kinds of things. Some people we are caught this. Some people shot people. Some people died. Some people, they did all kinds of stuff. They did mighty things that we make men discouraged and disqualify them. There are men that have not touched anything bad since they were human beings. Yet they thought it is by their walking. And then they thought it is by their willing. And they thought that that is the very thing that qualified them. And then they leaned on their own understanding. They leaned on their own minds. When the day came, they find out that there is no resource in man that is able to make you to measure up. It is mercy that makes up for all your insufficiencies. Because the demand of destiny is a lot. There are many things you don't know. Like when Saul was operating, he thought it was all about what was physical. He didn't know that in generations past, that there are things that is tracing, coming. And you, in your own generation, that thing has decided to demand for payment. It so happens that you are not aware. And on that account, you begin to labor, and your labor is in vain. You need mercy, so that it will make up for your lack of insight to matters that is beyond you. These are the things we need to ask. This is why we pray for mercy. We pray for mercy. You don't know. When I started, they told me nobody has ministry that is an indigene of this place and succeed. I'm already on a back foot. But the mercy of God. The mercy of God will shine so strong. And then where your fathers failed, you will succeed. We will not be described by the failures of our fathers, and we will not be reckoned by the mistakes of them that came before us. For the mercy of God is upon our life. Our people, the people that look upon us today, we think that there is nothing great that will come upon our life and come through our life. Is there any good thing that will come out of Nazareth? But they don't know that God has ordained that the Messiah will come out of that place. The mercy of God will make you the Messiah. I tell you that the seasons have come when God will release a mighty effulgence of his mercy upon our life and begin to work out wonders, so that even when the enemy fights, he will never be able to conquer. Even when he makes us to try to give up, even when he remains one strand of strength, God will keep us by his mercy. Even when we want to give up, God will keep us by his mercy. Even when all is done, even when all help is done, God will keep us by his mercy. It is not of him that willeth, or of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Won't stop your fathers, will not stop you. What eliminated your ancestors will not eliminate you. Their weakness will not be your weakness. Ayetaria kapena abreskota badantaila rapata badante papa komanata abreta badahasi katale pranto papa naata bakamre. I caught a paraska patapanata, Manta Babora Babakabadaske Banatia, I cut him an empty Babora. Mercy Lord, 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 mercy Lord. We will not labor in vain. We will not walk in vain. You will keep us and we will finish strong. I tepe pedente rata papanata balada. Raba. I tapena manta paborasta beda panata. Even when there is no way out, God will make a way, for His mercy is upon your life. Even when the enemy comes like a flood, He will raise a standard against. Show us mercy. Show us mercy. Show us mercy. As individuals, as a house, show us mercy, O God. I said the mercy of God will find you. Every man that wrote you up will finally count you in, because the mercy of God will find you. The mercy of God is what answers to all your weaknesses. The mercy of God answers to all your insufficiencies. The mercy of God answers to all the uncertainties, the dark and glorious, the requirements for destiny that we are not aware of. The things that afflict and limit men in our life, in our territory and lineage, we are not aware of. We have done all our best, yet we are not seeing what we ought to see. Then we cry for His mercy. We cry for His mercy. We cry for His mercy. The man that looks upon the surface, we never know that he requires more. And that which he requires is not easily evident, easily obvious, and that is why we have to cry to God. That which is lacking, supply by your mercy. 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 Supply by your mercy. Supply by your mercy. Supply by your mercy. The demand upon our life is so high. The margin of error is so steep. We will seek your mercy. Let your mercy descend upon us. Let your mercy come upon us. siri obebere bim adike. He gosiri obebe bim adike. He gosiri obebere bim adike. He gosiri obebere. Jesus, he goes to the baby when I dig. Panna no rurawo, he biara na puta. Kwame kanguzo, nobody lu. He goes to the baby. 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 He goes to Igosiri obebere benadike. Igosiri obebere benadike. Igosiri obebere. He goes to the Nobody knew. He goes here. Oh, baby, again. Nobody knew. He goes here. Hold your bed. I will finish strong. We will finish strong. We will not fall on the wayside. We will not give up. We will finish strong. We will not stop except at the feet of Jesus. Your mercy will keep us. Your mercy will preserve us. Your mercy will sustain us. Your mercy will speak for us. He goes here. Even if you are weak, the mercy of God is specially meant for you. If you are unable, the mercy of God is meant for you. If you lack strength, the mercy of God is meant for you. If you have tried and failed, the mercy of God is meant for you. He goes to him.
ikwesiri obi ebere na adị ike. Igosiri obi ebere na adị ike. Igosiri obi ebere na adị ike. Nna n'oru lọwọ ịbịara na pụta reme ka guzo n'ebe dị elu, n'ebe dị elu. Igosiri obi ebere na adị ike. Igosiri obi ebere na adị ike. His mercy and strength is made perfect in your weakness. His mercy and strength is made perfect in your weakness. His strength is made perfect in your weakness. Like Takasota Pantelia. He goes in love. Oh, beregi. Be ainadike. He goes in love. Oh, beregi. I've tried and failed. This is for you. Igosina, obiabele, benadike. Igosina, obiabele, benadike. Are you giving up? This is for you. Igosina, obiabele, benadike. Igosina, obiabele, benadike. Does it seem as if the end is far? Igosina, obiabele, benadike. Igosina, obiabele, benadike. Beno, nolu lawo. Ibiara na puta remezi enu kanguzonu nebe delu nebe delu ka igosiri ha gbebele menadi ke igosiri obiebere menadi ke. Jesus. Jesus. None will be lost amongst us. None will be lost.
demons out, we will find a way to do it. We will do 3 weeks camp meeting. We will just sit down here. We will be going from one level to another. By the time you come out, literally, you won't be a human being. Your head will be smoking. My friend said that he saw me. I took coffee and my head was smoking. Your head can be smoking. These things you people are doing here, we now increase the measure for 3 good weeks. Bumper to bumper, bumper to bumper. You see the way we come in the morning and people are littered everywhere and they are smoking. And you don't know what these people are doing here. I came around 3 and they are smoking. You know how people smoke in their hemp? They do it in group. They don't do it only one. I saw a group of 4 guys. They were sitting over there and they were smoking the Holy Ghost. Their eyes were red. You know how Indian hemp smokers, they are friends. My God. They are friends. What happened is that when you smoke, you give your neighbor. When you smoke, that's what they were doing. You smoke, give your neighbor. Smoke, give your neighbor. Smoke, give your neighbor. By the time we smoke for 3 weeks, some of you, your feet will stop touching the ground. It's not a teaching. It's not something you teach. It's something you lead people into. Some of those Kenehagen camp meetings, it is after 2 weeks that that thing you are seeing begins to happen. You come and stay 2 hours and you want God to kill himself. You keep people until your soul is sufficiently disciplined. And then your spirit gains supremacy. If I sing one song now, we will not go. So there is a song I want to sing. That is doing me. Sing it, sing it, sing it. But we have to go. My God. Everybody is relaxed and looking at me as if there is something more coming. We have closed for today. We'll meet again next week, Tuesday, by 5 p.m. Yeah? No song. If I sing now, I will fly, because the 2 of my feet is actually planted in heavenly places. If I'm talking to you now from here down, right? You are not. It is these days that I'm understanding what Elijah is talking about. Elijah came before them on Mount Carmel and said, before the Lord God, whom I stand. Meanwhile, he is standing at Carmel. He's a mystery. That is when we begin to understand that there are places in the spirit that your feet can be planted into it. They look for you, they won't find you. To see your face, I want to know your ways, I want to touch your grace, that I may live your days. I want to see you. If my generation look for man that will model God in all his effulgence, in all character and power, I want to be that man. That is why we seek the grace of God, that God will touch us in such a dimension that my generation will not be looking for God. They saw the men in those days. They said, they didn't need to ask. They said that these men have been with Jesus. How did they know? Something was busting out of their life. I want to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace. I want to see you just the way you are. I want to see you. All the veil is torn and we see him face to face. I want to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace, that I may live your days. I want to see you
just the way you are. I want to see you. Lord, I want to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace. Now I may live your days. I want to see you. Just the way you are. I want to see you. Lord, I want to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace. That I may live your days. I want to see you. Just the way you are. I want to see you. Lord, I want to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace. That I may live your days. I want to see you, God. Just the way you are. I want to see you. Lord, I want to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace.
You see, the Lord is telling me something. I know something will happen when we sing this song. The hand of God will touch two people. Are you with me? Two people. Two people. In the next 1 minute. In fact, one of them is listening to me now online. He's listening to me online now. In the next 1 minute. In the next 1 minute.
Lord, I want to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace. That I may live your days. I want to see you.
God, Jesus.
Just the way you are. I want to see you.
The effulgence of the glory of God will be so strong. It will be so strong now. It will be so strong now. It will be so strong now.
We live by His glory.
Scatina manta.
Oh, I want to see you. Lord, I want to see your face.
God.
I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace. That I may live your days. I want to see you. Just the way you are. I want to see you. Lord, I want to see your face.
God.
I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace. That I may live your days. I want to see you. Just the way you are. I want to see you.
We'll be practitioners of His presence and carriers of His glory. Practitioners of His presence. Men that are skilled in His presence. Skilled in His presence. Skilled in His presence. Skilled in His presence.
opportunity are, let's pray for our sister. I believe she will be online by now. Our sister Vera. Today is her birthday. Let's transport presence and power to her wherever she is now. Let's transport light and glory. The energy that we have generated in this place, let's use it and bless her in the next 30 seconds. You are blessed in your going out and in your coming in. May this be the beginning of the mighty things that God will do in your life. May you find favor before God. May you be numbered amongst the Marys and the Deborahs, the Esthers, that indeed the hand of God will be upon your life to fulfill all that He has ordained by His predetermined counsel to do through your life. Let your warfare cease and in new grace and glory be revealed through your life. In Jesus' mighty name. So by June, all things being equal. Did you notice one thing? This corona thing, we've gradually finished our prayer and prophetic conference. Before they started making noise. Heaven is not that powerful, my friends. We should have, all things being equal, we should have Enugu Sonship Conference in June. My God. Say my God. And then by September. The reason why I'm saying this thing is that today makes it 1 year we started Bed Pants. Not 1 year we started Revival Home. We started September, but Bed Pants. Everything you are seeing will have, it is as a result of prayer. I know some of you are good in many things, but us, what we know is how to pray. It's prayer. It's bedpans. And all we are doing is really bedpans. Oh, that's why we are not saying prayer jingoism. We are not saying prayer. I don't have. If I say this thing now, people will say, huh? Our own is bedpans, my dear children, that I travel in bed again. That word there is bedpans. Why? That Christ be formed in you. So that's why we gather, so that Christ will be formed.